Such is Christianity. It offers freedom even in slavery. Just as a body naturally invulnerable proves its invulnerability when it receives a dart and suffers no harm, so too a truly free person shows their freedom when they are not enslaved, even under masters. This is why the command is, remain a slave. If it's impossible for a slave to be a Christian as they should be, the Greeks will judge our religion as weak. But if they can learn that slavery does not hinder godliness, they'll admire our doctrine. If death, lashes, chains, slavery, fire, iron, countless tyrannies, diseases, poverty, wild beasts, and many things more dreadful than these haven't injured the faithful, but indeed made them stronger, how can slavery harm? It's not the condition of slavery, beloved, that hurts, but the true slavery is that of sin. If you're not a slave in this sense, be bold and rejoice. Nobody shall have the power to harm you, having the spirit that cannot be enslaved. But if you're a slave to sin, even if you are free 1,000 times over, you gain nothing from your freedom.